Hi, Tony. Good morning. This is John. How you doing?
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Appreciate you calling back. So just wanted to make sure, obviously, before I rush into anything, any questions you had after we spoke last night or anything that you wanted to discuss before we go into onboarding and whatnot?
Yeah, we do have a question, but also I'm going to probably need to change that onboarding from 11 to 12 because we have some people coming to the house here in Boston.
Sure, sure.
That are supposed to be here at exactly 11 o'clock this morning for a meeting.
Okay.
I'll need to change that, but whatever you said that you tie the business to a Facebook page, right? You said it don't matter whose Facebook it is, correct?
As long as it's someone connected to the business was the goal, right? Like, so that way it's someone that, you know, can do some posts occasionally that say like before and after, things like that.
Right. So now the reason why I'm asking is my sister has Facebook, but, like do people contact directly through that or how does that work?
So basically you'll have like, we'll build out the business profile page, right? It'll have like a digital business card, the phone number for your business and everything like that. The only reason why there has to be a human being connected to it is just because that's just how Facebook does like all the billing, right? We take care of all the billing on your behalf unless you want to do more, ads that, beyond what we're already doing. But, that's still usually handled by us anyway. So really, it's just a matter of having someone's Facebook account connected to this. It could be your sister. It could be your spouse. Anyone that you want to connect it to, that's fine. A lot of our clients will just make a brand new one that doesn't really have any content on it, but it's just connected to, like, the business owner or, like, someone who helps with the business as well.
Okay.
So I remember when you were talking to me, like, you're a little anti-using Facebook, and that's okay. You don't have to touch it at all, right? It's just more having some sort of a human entity connected to the business account.
Okay. So it can be, what you're saying is it can be one that either me or her just start up, and it doesn't really have to have any content because you guys are going to put the content on it, correct?
Well, we're going to make a whole different page, right? So remember, that's just on the back end for Facebook to acknowledge what human being has ownership of the account, if that makes sense. Facebook has two types of accounts, right? You can set up a personal page or a business page. The only way to set up a business page is to have a personal page who takes ownership of the business page, if that makes sense. But as far as when your potential customers go to the business page, there's no indication on the business page that, Tony Kirby or whoever owns the business page. That's just on the back end through Facebook.
I see.
Through their accounting side.
Okay. All right. Well, am I able to call you back? Can I call you back here just after 11? Am I able to do that or?
Yeah, again, so when did you want to schedule the onboarding call, A, and then B, when did you want to do the actual account setup and initial payment?
Well, I'm ready to do the payment, but I just got to figure out real quick what we're going to do about the Facebook paging thing.
Yeah, and so you have time for that. You don't have to, like, rush to get that figured out even today. I know you got something pending at 11. So we can just push onboarding till tomorrow if you want or later today. And we could, the latest slot we have is 6 to 7 today if you want to do like the latest evening slot for onboarding.
Yeah, we could do that. If you could just let me get ready real quick and then maybe call you right back if that's all right. And then we can do the payment and then you can set me up. If you want to set me up for 6 to 7, go ahead and set me up for 6 to 7.
Okay, so we'll do a reschedule.
So I'd rather be on there as fast as I can.
Right, so we'll reschedule for 6 to 7. I just send out an update for you, and then I'll put a note in the system here. And then And then, of course, shoot me a text message, and then I'll call you right back. That's usually the easiest way. Just reply via text, hey, John, give me a call, and then I'll call you right back from our local.
And you said that I don't have to have – you're saying that I don't have to have the Facebook right now to get going and get
– No. Because we'll get your ads going as soon as possible. So just whether you get that squared away in 24, 48 hours, it doesn't matter too much to us. Because we'll be working on the ad copy, and then the moment that, and we'll also be working on your Facebook business profile page the moment you share that with us. Again, to be fair to you, it shouldn't take too much time or effort. I know you're not the Facebook user, but someone who uses Facebook before, I'm sure they'll it wouldn't take too much time or effort to create a brand new profile. And then all you need to do is share that link with us, and then we will create another new profile that's just for the Triple D's Construction, the business side.
Okay. All righty, sir. Well, let me get this finished up here, and then I'll text you, and I'll tell you to call me right back.
Sounds good, Tony. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.